Hello and welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side. You all had received, from wherever you were at, you received a notification that Professor Lorimar, who you know, has passed away. Rather unexpectedly. And you have a piece of the will. You're going to be getting something, or, you know, there's a favor to ask of you, something in his will for each of you. And you have all pretty much showed up in town on the day of the funeral. Because of circumstances or what have you, you have just gotten exactly the right day to get there with all of your, and like, you still have all your stuff. That's like, you're like, oh crap, I gotta get to the graveyard. And you arrive at the Raven Grove's cemetery. And Raven Grove is the town that you guys are in. It's a small little hamlet-y type thing. When you get there, all of you are to be pallbearers. You're like somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Between two tall ones, you're just going to
pop it up. You're standing underneath it.
You and I are both in the middle because we're on my tiefling and I'm short, so.
So, and there's another person that's somebody that you don't recognize. Obviously, you don't recognize anyone here other than the professor who you can see in his. It's a glass-topped coffin, and his body is perfectly preserved. And then you show up, and in addition to the five of you, there's a priest, there's a pair of grave diggers, and there is a young-ish, late 20s-ish, girl, woman, for reference. And you're assuming that that is Kendra, his daughter, who sent the initial requests to everyone. There's only a small, two or three other people, and that's about it. No one else seems to be here. You know, for a man who is a professor of dark studies and magic and stuff, you would have expected more people to have arrived for this. And there isn't. Everybody is, you know, of course, there's some. As everybody starts, the five of you and one other of the small number of people start carrying the casket. His daughter is in front, and everybody, you know, just walking very slowly through. So there's like a small row of like raised, you know, tombs in here. And then most of it is just gravestones on the ground, but there's a few. And you come to the first like intersection, and there's a small group of about a dozen-ish looking commoners would be the best. I mean, they just look like locals. One of them comes forward, and he's the tallest one, and he's the oldest looking one. And he's like, that's far enough. We've been talking, and we don't want Lorimar buried in the rest lanes. You can take him upriver and bury him where you want, but he ain't going in the ground here. And his daughter quickly responds, and she's like, "What are you talking about? I've already arranged all of this with Father Grimborough, and he's waiting for us." And he's like, "You don't get it, woman. We won't have a necromancer buried in the same place as our kin. I suggest you move out while you still can."
"Excuse me, sir? If he's a necromancer, your kin wouldn't be here anymore."
"You don't know nothing. You're not even from here."
"No, but I'm pretty sure I know necromancers."
"How would you know anything about necromancers?"
"Read a book once."
"I doubt it.
They're probably interesting.
You don't know this place." You notice that as this is all kind of going on, they're kind of milling about, not really... I mean, they're stopping you from going any further, but he's just like, I don't care what you have to say. You're not burying him here. You move him out of here."
"Grandfather, I have adventured with this person."
"I don't care. And I'm not your grandpappy."
"He is very, very honorable man."
"He's a necromancer."
"No, he is an arcane caster, and yes, that is disgusting, but I never saw him cast any necromancy."
"He's also currently not a necromancer because he's dead."
"How do you know he doesn't have some weird spell that's going to bring him back?"
"That's not how it works."
"Yes, it does."
"It is not."
"I know for a fact."
"Why are you a necromancer? If you had a spell like this?"
"No, I'm not a necromancer. Why would I be a necromancer?"
"Then how would you know for a fact that that's how it works?"
"Because we've seen necromancers around here."
"I am a necromancer. That is not how it works." "When we are past, we are gone. We get our resummon ourselves."
"You need to leave then."
"I will once the funeral is complete."
"You're not putting him in the ground."
"I will not. We had great figures to do that." "I will carry him to the grave. We will put him in, they will bury him, and we will leave."
"No, not today."
"It will be fine. We will even salt the earth around it."
"Between the two of you, I need a diplomacy check."
"Oh, that one. So for 8.
I will one time, I need 20.
Like, "We'll see, we'll see." And they just kind of start to disperse, and they let you pass through. You arrive at the actual burial site. And Kendra's like, "I am so sorry for that. He's old and set in his ways and doesn't understand anything." And normally, they would never, they still won't ever do anything. It's all bluster and wind. But I'm really glad that no actual violence occurred. Because this doesn't need to happen on this day. And when you get to the gravesite, you see there's a couple more people that are there. And they're all, like, in more finery than everybody else you've seen so far. And they appear to be, like, counselors for the town. They're just there to oversee the funeral and make sure that everything goes the way it's supposed to. And they were there waiting. And so when you guys show up with him, they're like, "Okay, good." And at which point, Father Grimborough, as you guys are proceeding to lower the coffin in, says a few words, gives a very short sermon about, you know, death and the time that it happens. It's always dreadful and horrible, and but it's also a release from this hell that we live in. And he's very much a Pharasman priest. And At least that's what it feels like. And, you know, you see his daughter sitting there, like, kind of fighting back tears, and he's like, would anybody else like to say any words?
No one else will. I will.
And he, Father Grimborough steps aside, but you don't.
To be honest with you, I met the professor many years ago. I did not even know his first name, but, well, I was just a student, and a young one at that. And he didn't allow me to know his name. He was professor. He was a very strict man to me. Met him at a Calistrian temple. He was gathering information about a cavern he needed to explore. At the point, I was 12, acting as a assistant, helping direct people around the town, the lovely town of the area. And he asked many questions that I didn't understand at the time. And I asked him why he was searching for such knowledge. And he told me that knowledge and secrets are the key to discovering what life is really about. And ever since, I've been looking for new knowledge, new secrets. It is a shame this man has passed. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to say anything?
I will speak. I did not know the professor well, but I knew his mind. He shared many things with me. We spoke often. I look forward to speaking with him again.
Very well. Anyone else?
Certainly. The professor... Professor Petros, I did know his name. He changed my perception quite a bit when it came to arcane magic. I still distrust it, but he was always honorable and practical in his use. And so when we got together, we even, after I saved his life, he hired me as a guard for several weeks as he finished his work in Starfall. And I got to know him well, and so he will be missed. He was an honorable man.
Thank you. Would anyone else? Very well. And they finish putting him in the ground, and she throws the first handful of dirt, and others throw some in, and if you guys want to, you can, or not.
Yeah. Would it be culturally appropriate?
Yes. It seems to be that way. And then the
necromancer takes a handful of dirt.
I was about to say, I throw some dirt in and I take some and put it in a small gold pouch and put it in my pocket of other kind of things.
They're special like that. And at which point then the grave diggers start filling in the hole and everybody kind of starts to leave.
I grab a shovel and start helping them.
Okay.
I'm not going to help, but I'm going to make sure they fully get him buried before I leave. Make sure that those people do not come back and do bad things.
Okay. I mean, the gravediggers were, like, following behind you guys, so they're pretty much aware that anything could happen at this point. But you don't see them in the graveyard anymore. They've all left.
So. And as we're working, I'll start telling a parable of Aristel to the gravediggers as we're working.
Okay.
And I'll stick around to quietly walk amongst the graves.
Okay. Once everything is all finished and her father's in the ground,
I keep my eye on the necromancer as he's walking through the graves.
Okay, because you have openly confessed being a necromancer, so I understand that. Okay. Kendra's like, if you would please, once everything's finished, we can go back to my father's house and we can have the will read. We were waiting for everybody to show up. And she's like, if you come out of town, you go down here, make a left, follow down to the third house, you know. She gives you directions, and she's like, I'm going to head over there now. And then she just kind of walks off. And then you guys can show up whenever you want. There isn't like a rush to get over there. Unless you really want to rush over there. So you're working.
I'll wander over there as soon as the last pile of dirt.
Same thing. I'll wait to make sure nobody comes back.
Okay. Then you just wander around collecting grave dust.
I'll just follow you.
Okay.
Taking names from the stones.
We need to call on Steve, wouldn't it?
Looking for the guy who confronted us at one time, his grandfather.
You want to do that? Go ahead and.
That was joyful.
I'm going to say.
I am from Ustalab.
Perception check.
What would I roll there?
There's an actual skill perception. Just based on wisdom. If you don't have
it, it would just be plus your wisdom modifier.
So it would be 20 plus 2, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's what you're looking for, Cyrus. Okay. All you really have is a first name? So you're not really sure where he is? So you wander around, you find several where it could be it, but you're not really sure if it's him or not. So.
Throw them all to the easy.
Take them all. That way, you know, I know who to kill later.
Oh, wake them up, ask them. Are you still to the grandpa? No, okay. Right? Fine.
Doesn't speak with them yet. Notice I said yet.
Yeah.
We know where this is going.
I have a long memory.
So, you get to this house. It's a fairly modest looking house. And as soon as you guys start to walk in, she opens the door and invites you all in. And it's a not huge. So it's on the southern end of town. Okay. So here's our map. I'll print out a map so that we have a map for the city. The rest of the lands are way up here. So you basically follow the main drag all the way through town. Go across the river. Unless you're a vampire, then you can't cross the river. And then you go down, and it's this house right here. But you pass lots of much smaller houses than what his is. She invites you all in and takes you to one of the rooms. And it is... The whole place is just packed with bookshelves. And those bookshelves are overflowing. There's scroll cases, like just all kinds of stuff. And the reading of the will is you're waiting on somebody, basically, to show up, she says. And it's the Councilman Harthmont, which is the closest thing they have to, like, a solicitor. So, as you guys come in, she offers everybody drinks. And he should be momentarily. And you guys just kind of sit around and, you know, are kind of just in this room. There's a desk there, and she's kind of going through some paperwork. She's like, I'm kind of near to all of this. And she's like, I got it here, but I can't break it. I have to wait for him. So I know you didn't really say how you met my father.
I probably know who it was a long time. He helped me out straight with the guards not too long ago.
That sounds like him. What about you?
I happen to have a recipe for an elixir that he was pretty fond of. So he would come to me occasionally.
That sounds ominous.
What if that has anything to do with the Temple of Crystal?
Well, that all makes valid sense. Why because me, he's got some very unusual friends, shall we say. But, he was interested in things like that. So,
it wasn't about knowledge. Necromancy is knowledge. Kind
of. It is very dangerous.
In the wrong hands.
It is a tool, not a creature.
After almost exactly an hour, there's a knock at the door. She's like, I'll be right back. And she goes to the door and comes back, and you can see the. It's actually one of the councilmen that was at the funeral. And he's like, where's the wind? And she's like, it's right here. She gives it to him. Then pulls out his knife and pops the seal on it. I'm sad. Let's get that to me, too. He's like, you're a witness. And I was like, okay. Here we go. I, Petros Lorimar, being of sound mind, do hereby commit to this parchment my last will and testament. Let it be known that with the exception of the specific details below, I leave my home and personal belongings to my daughter, Kendra. Use them or sell them as you see fit, my child. Yet beyond the bequesting of my personal effects, this document must serve other needs. I have arranged for the reading of this document to be delayed until all participants can be in attendance, for I have more than mere inheritance to a portion. I have two final favors to ask. To my old friends, I hate to impose upon you all, but there are few others who are capable of appreciating the true significance of what it is I have to ask. As some of you know, I have devoted many of my studies to all manner of evil, that I might know the enemy and inform those better positioned to stand against it. For knowledge of one's enemy is the surest path to victory over its plans. And so, over the course of my lifetime, I have seen fit to acquire a significant collection of valuable but dangerous tomes, any one of which, in the wrong circumstances, could lead to an awkward legal situation. While the majority of these tomes remain safe under lock and key at the Lapistrade University, I fear that a few I have borrowed remain in my trunk in my Ravengrow home. While invaluable for my work in life, in death, I would prefer not to burden my daughter with the darker side of my profession, or worse still, the danger of possessing these tomes herself. As such, I am entrusting my chest of tomes to you, posthumously. I ask that you please deliver the collection to my colleagues at the University of Lepidstrup. They will put them to good use for the betterment of the cause. Yet before you leave for Lapistrade, there is a matter of another favor. Please delay your journey 1 month and spend that time here in Ravengrove to ensure that my daughter is safe and sound. She has no one to count on now that I am gone. And if you would aid her in setting things in order for whatever she desires over the course of this month, you will have my eternal gratitude. From my savings, I have also willed to each of you a sum of 100 platinum coins. for safekeeping, I have left these funds with Embrith Deramid, one of my most trusted friends in Lapistead. She has been instructed to issue this payment upon the safe delivery of the borrowed tomes, no sooner than 1 month after the day of the reading of this will. I, Petros Lorimar, hereby sign this will in Ravengrove on the first day of Calistil in the year 4718. Well, this seems to be all in order.
Well, Lady Kendra, what might we do to secure your safe?
I didn't know I was in danger. But it's possible somebody that my father knows has made overtures that they're planning to hurt him or something. I have no idea. He doesn't really involve me in his work.
Do you know why the villagers were thought of him as a necromancer?
Because he possessed necromantic tomes.
Speaking of tomes, would it be possible to look at those books to see what nature of villainous people we may be facing? Assuming those would be what are putting you in danger.
Yes, yes. The councilman's like, I am sorry, child, but I have other duties to attend. She's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. We can talk later. And he's like, thank you. I'll see you all if you're going to stay. And he departs the house. She's like, I can look and find this chest. And she goes and she excuses herself to go get it. And she comes back and it's relatively small. You know, like that. And it's oak with iron bindings. She sits it on the desk and she kind of looks at all of you and she hands you the key.
I take it from her.
And she kind of backs away. She doesn't know what's in it, obviously.
Do I sense any sort of magic from it?
Do you cast Detect Magic?
Do I, with an Arcana, do I need to, or can I just do an Arcana check?
You can do an Arcana check.
I will say a prayer.
Detect Magic on it. Okay. 29. You don't, nothing screams that there's anything going on, there's no glyphs or anything weird on it, and you detect nothing at all. It just appears to be a normal chest. So.
And I look around at everyone. Is everyone in agreement that this should be opened?
Yeah, let's find out. As I said, I feel we need to know what people may be after these secrets.
And as I walk over to do it, I mumble something about Pandora, and I turn the key.
The key fits perfectly the lock.
And open the box.
And there are several old tomes, and one relatively new one. The newest tome sits on the top and bears the phrase, "Read me now," scratched into the leather cover.
Pick it up and read it.
This is an omen.
Okay. This is... It is... When you open it and start looking through it, it appears to just be like a daily journal. And...
So we found this Twitter account.
You found his Twitter account. It's the majority of the entries appear relatively bland, accounting for, you know, day-to-day activities in a small town. And you do kind of like flipping through, you know, you just kind of stop at random while you're looking through it. And you do notice that there's a few entries that are circled in red ink. And those. Let's see. There are. The last entry is dated 17 days ago. It's also the same day that the professor's body was found. So the first one is from 10 years ago. And it says, "The Whispering Way is more than just a cabal of necromancers. I see that now. Undeath is their fountain of youth. Uncovering their motivation does not place me at ease, as I thought it might. Their desire to be eternal simply makes them more dangerous." And then there's another one from 2 months ago. I'll print this out for you guys so that you have it. They're normally handouts, I just, again, time. 2 months ago. "It is as I feared. The way is interested in something here in Ravengrove, but what could it be?" And then a month ago, "Whatever the way seeks, I am now convinced their goal is connected to Harrowstone. In retrospect, I suppose it all makes sense. The stories they tell about the ruins in town are certainly chilling enough. It may be time to investigate the ruins. But with everyone in town already being so worked up about them, I'd rather not let others know about my curiosity. There's plenty of folks hereabouts who already think I'm a demonologist or a witch or something. Ignorant fools." And 20 days ago, "It is confirmed. The way seems quite interested in something. No, strike that. Someone who was held in Harrowstone. But who specifically is the way after? I need a list of everyone who died the night of the fight. Everyone. The Temple of Pharasma must have such a list." Then 18 days ago, "I see now just how ill-prepared I was when I last set out for the Harrowstone. I am lucky to have returned it all. The ghosts, if they were indeed ghosts, for I did not find it prudent to investigate further, prevented me from transcribing the strange symbols I found etched along the foundation. Hopefully on my next visit, I will be more prepared. Thankfully, the necessary tools to defend against spirits are already here in Ravengrove. I know that the Church of Pharasma used to store them in a false crypt in the rest lands at the intersection between Ever Asleep and the Black Path. I am not certain if the current clergy even know of what their predecessors had hidden down below. If my luck holds, I should be able to slip in and out with a few borrowed items." 17 days ago, and the last entrance. "Tomorrow evening, I return to the prison. It is imperative the way does not finish. My caution has already cost me too much time. I am not sure what will happen if I am too late. But if my theory is right, the entire town could be at risk. I don't have time to update my will, so I'll leave this in the chest where it will be sure to be found should the worst come to pass."
Should we read another one?
And between the towns that are in there, there's nothing that seems relevant.
There are three of them have pieces of like paper with that they should be delivered to one Montagny Crowell, a professor of antiquities at Lapidstrad University, and the fourth is a is the Manual of the Order of the Palatine Eye, and has a note indicating that it should be delivered to Embreth Deramid, a judge at the Lapistrad Courthouse. And it also says that it should be delivered discreetly. And the other books, if you want to know what the other three are, you have, it is On Verified Madness, is the name of the book, and it is Jet Black. The Manual of the Palatine Eye book, which is the one that is, the one that has the special note in it, is a rich purple cover, and it contains a brass scarab set with a single eye in its center. The other two dangerous volumes are Serving Your Hunger, and the last one is The Umbral Leaves.
Do you know anything about any of these titles?
Well, if you wish to, which ones would you like to know about?
All of them.
Oh, well, let's start with the Manual of the Order of the Palatine Eye, because it is the most bright of the books. If you have, let's see here. Knowledge Arcana, History, or Local?
None.
No.
Okay, I didn't read that book.
19. On Verified Madness, that one is Knowledge Arcana.
That's actually a proposing that one. It's not.
Okay. This Jet Black book, you've heard of it. It is a treatise on aberrations and other entities found on Galarian that possess remote ties to the Dark Tapestry. And that is the name that's given to the dark places between the stars in the night sky.
It is Galarian dark entities.
Yeah. And let's see. Serving Your Hunger, that's Knowledge Religion.
20.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, I have no knowledge.
No knowledge.
Okay. 20. This text is an unholy book. Sacred to the goddess Urgathra? Urgatha?
Urgathella,
right, that's the one. Yeah. And apparently, Lorimar has made many notations on the margins of the book.
Well, I'm sure he will find the notations, because I'm not touching it.
And the last one is a dark gray, the Umbral Leaves, and that is also a Knowledge Religion check. It's good to check the knowledge, isn't it?
18.
Well, this one is, it's, you kind of have to open it to look at it.
I'll open it for you.
I was going to say, I take out my dagger.
It's, I mean, it's just a book.
Would you like me to read you a passage?
Oh, you can read it too, because it's in common. Everyone can read this book.
Yes.
And it's only the unholy book of Zonkathan. So, yeah, lots of some pretty dark things here. And yeah, you could you could probably cause lots of problems if you were to start doing most of this, because, yeah. And so that is where
I was apparently wrong. Everyone's up against. It's not really gaining the knowledge of who may be up against.
So I'm looking at these. Have any of you heard of this whispering way that he mentioned several times?
No.
I don't know. What would you think of that?
I am going to say that the whispering way is going to be a... You can make a knowledge arcana roll, and you can make a knowledge religion roll, and also a knowledge history roll.
30.
Okay. Knowledge religion?
Another nat one.
Okay. you?
Your guns is cursed.
Oh, no. No, his. He knows everything about this.
Whispering Way are a bunch of necromancers that raise the dead, but they only raise puppies.
Raise the dead, just whispering right
here. Sweet nothings. No, you. The whispering way, if they're necromancers and they are actually tied to truly doing what he says that they are in the few circle passages that you've gotten, you know that there's some kind of like cult version of another religion, but you can't remember what the other religion is. And at least that's what you think. It's like one of those things you kind of ran across in passing somewhere, but you didn't pay enough attention to it. So you're not really sure exactly who they are, what they're doing. You just, yeah, I kind of vaguely remember that they exist. But that's about all you know.
They're a dangerous blood cult of necromancers affiliated with some religion. I can't remember the name. I don't pay much attention to those things, but they're dangerous. And from what I remember, everything the professor said seems to be true and consistent.
Okay.
Let me understand, Lady Kendra. You're not familiar with any of this work?
No. No, I want nothing to do with it. I have completely different areas of expertise. But if you are going to stay for the 30 days, it only seems appropriate that I let you stay here. There's more room that I will use. And I'll make a decision whether to keep your son's house and all of the effects in that time. So, if you want to wander around and do things, feel free.
First thing to ask is, do we all agree to follow the professor's last wishes? Is there anybody that objects?
I can't pass up the money, so I'll say. Philip telling me only appropriate to assist.
I am in his debt a million times over, and I cannot say that. I've been a thick rule.
I too desire to honor this great man. By the way, I'm Tessa from the Red Wolf clan. Out of Iodinve and Numeria.
I walk up and stick my hand out and say, Andrew Applewood, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
He's Necromancer.
I feel it inappropriate to call you Necromancer all the time.
This one has no name, but you must identify me as somebody. Therefore, refer to me as 16.
This one does have a name. You can refer to me as Gideon.
Do you mock me, sir?
Maybe you will. No.
I am Vendris Adiri. Iridor, the firstborn son of Earl Iridor of Tal'Dorei. I appreciate the company.
And as he speaks, after he says he mocks me, I walk casually over and take a stray hair from his shoulder, one that's just casually fallen.
Okay.
And put it in my pouch.
I know this way.
Steve. Okay. So, at this point, you have basically 30 days to hang out in this quaint little town where some kind of weird murdery necromancer cult group were. And, you know.
Seize the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.